Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan and Shay, Happy New Year. We miss you in Chicago.
Dude, we miss you guys, man. It's been a crazy last couple months here, I guess last year, but it feels good to be in a new year, man. I hope we can get up there and see you guys soon. We miss y'all.
Are you doing resolutions this year? Are you still on them, or you just say, no way, I'm just living my life?
Just to get through the year, I think, is the resolution, man. Honestly, like, our biggest thing is we want to get back on the road, whatever that takes. You know, obviously, it needs to be safe, but we miss our fans. We miss you guys. I mean, our music is, you know, played and streamed more than anywhere in the world right there in Chicago. So we appreciate you guys, man. That's a place we're really looking forward to playing. The United Center, man. That's on the list.
I could feel that energy because the song we're loving is I Should Probably Go to Bed. But you gave us the acoustic tequila piano video this week. And overwhelmingly, with you on the piano and the soaring vocals, it was like, we want to be in front of you again.
Oh, man. Was it that obvious? No, man, we're so excited to be just doing stuff again. You know, it's been obviously a hard year for everybody, but we're so excited, and I think both of us have we're excited again about making music, and not that we weren't excited before, you know, but it's we were such in tour mode, you know, before everything shut down and mm-hmm. ready to get out there, and it felt really good to kind of take a break from everything for just a second and be able to kind of reevaluate everything and you know, look at all that we've gotten to do and actually have the time to make the music that we wanted and just to be able to appreciate the moments, you know, that we've had in the past and really kind of take a deep breath and be like, man, what we get to do is pretty incredible, and being thankful for those moments that we've had and being able to look forward to the future, even though, you know, obviously things were pretty doom and gloom there for a while. I think, you know, things are picking back up and fingers crossed we're going to be back touring really soon, hopefully by fall.
That is very deep self-reflection so early in the morning.
It is. Yeah, I blacked out for a second.
But I like that because we're reflecting on everything that's happened over the last year, and you've obviously learned some things about yourself. We want to know things that you've learned moving forward in 2021. What's your favorite late night snack?
Oh, man, I eat way too many late night snacks. It's horrible. That's like one of the, you know, the I Should Probably Go to Bed thing. Now that that's our song, we can't use that phrase
anymore.
No,
you can't use that. You can't say that eight times in a row anymore.
You got to use something else.
Right.
You know, you walk into the pantry, it's like midnight, and you're like, oh, should I eat these Cheez-Its? I can't say that anymore.
Spoil yourself. Do it. You can work out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm an ice cream guy, though. I mean, I'll get, like, you know, almond milk, like mint chocolate chip from Whole Foods or something, and it's just, you're supposed to, I think, the serving size is like a quarter of the little thing, you know, the little
container. Just go for the pint. Just do it.
I eat the whole thing in one sitting. It's absolutely devastating.
Dan and Shay, comic book or library book?
Oh, man.
I haven't read a book in 2 decades, man. I don't even know if I could still read.
I don't read a ton, but I do enjoy books when I actually do read them. I never really got into comic books, but yeah.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
That's a tough call, man. They're both rocking. I feel like there's at this, you know, Amazon Prime is like killing it with the content, but Netflix maybe at this has more options because they've been in the game a little longer.
Have you been watching The Boys on Amazon Prime at all?
I started it, and I'm kind of ADD about watching shows.
Bad superheroes. They are awful people with these amazing superpowers.
True.
If you could have any superpower, what do you think it would be? You get one superpower in 2021. You command it. It happens.
Time travel. Be a pretty good one.
Bringing the world back to normal.
Yeah.
We want to play shows. We miss it so much. Being able to fly would be pretty sick, I think. It would be.
Last thing, Dan and Shay, the words you live by right now for this year.
I should probably go to bed.
No, you can't.
Hey.
Drew, you open the door. I walk right through.
Perfect, man.
Well, we miss you in Chicago. I know we're going to see you later this year here in town, and we're excited about that.
Hey, we miss you guys, man. Thank you for always being there for us. And I feel like that show is going to be the highlight of the tour. You know, fingers crossed it happens when it's supposed to. And, man, we all need it. You know, just as fans of music, we need, you know, we want to get back and see our favorite bands. And we want to get back out there on the road and see our fans. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hopeful for this year.
You know it. Dan and Shay, take care, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.